we can start our next session. Huh? You just pay respect 3 times to the Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, then we start. Huh? Every time make it a routine. You come in, you pay respect. Before you go out, you pay respect. There is to build up your sadha, spiritual faculty, virya and sati. Then he can on the light. Thank you. Okay. Now we are supposed to have our Q&A followed by a Dhamma talk. Okay. Make full use of this Q&A session to report your meditation. Then also ask me questions related to the teaching, the Dhamma, the meditation, and how you can make use of what you have learned here to help you understand life, to overcome all your life problems. Okay, anybody? Yes, Monica. Wait. Monica first, yes. The mic pass. Hui Rong pass the mic. Then the other one let Li Hun hold. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Yes, yeah. Yes, to the hilltop,
Somehow yesterday I didn't felt ready to go up.
Yes.
This morning I went up.
Yeah.
And when I reached that little, I think you call that pagoda,
chanting, yes.
I felt very drawn towards it.
Oh, very good, sadhu.
And the minute when I was near to that entrance, my tears came down. I don't know why.
Oh, sadhu, okay.
And something just drew me to go round.
Yeah.
I went round 3 times.
Very good, okay.
And I stood there for a while. Stood there for a while, and after that I moved on and I walked to the rest of the
hill. Yes.
Somehow at certain point, something just like drawn me towards a certain point.
Yes.
So I stood there and I just radiate
metta
to all the creatures, sadhu, all the beings,
sadhu, very good.
And also to my past departed relatives. Yes, because I feel that I belong to this place somehow.
Yeah.
As I move on, there were 3 spots. And the last one was towards the end. Suddenly, there was this particular spot. There was that tree there, which was very still and all that. There was a big truck moving. Just be aware.
Very good.
And suddenly, I just radiate again. And I don't know, maybe it's my imagination or...
No.
After I reached... The joy came in and I just felt that the place was alive.
Yes, understand. Yes.
And after that, I just stood there. I don't know why I just stood there. And then after that, I felt I moved away from there.
Okay.
And the spot where I stood before that, I also stopped there. Finally, I still was drawn to that little pagoda with the chanting.
Yeah.
And when I reached there, my tears came down. And something told me, go up.
Oh,
I just actually went up and ran right to the top.
Oh, sadhu.
The spot where there was a tree behind, I don't know, it looks like a bodhi. I'm not sure, the leaf looks like the bodhi leaf.
Oh,
the kind of leaf.
Yeah.
So, I stood, I stood there, and then my tears came down. I felt that I should radiate it.
Yeah.
Like as if to my past, departed relative.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
all that.
Father.
So I did that, and something told me just take the leaf.
Okay.
And when I just moved off, there was only one leaf in that hole up there. Just only one.
Okay.
It was a very dry.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just took it down and I slowly, mindfully, and I came down.
Mm.
And again, I was drawn to the entrance.
Oh, okay.
And somehow I felt so relieved, and I stood there for a while.
Mm.
And after that, it was over, and then I came down.
Oh, sadhu. Okay.
Gives me so much of joy.
I know, joy. Yeah. Very good. Sadhu. This is what your nature will know, your heart will know. Meditation is not that. This is one of the common phenomena that those who come for retreat or travel on a spiritual trip with me, or you go on your own or what, you will have this feeling. Tears will just come, then certain area will draw you. Then you like that place is like very strange. You are like very familiar. Then your heart will tell you a lot of things. Then you will know how to do what you're supposed to do, because sometimes it's the non-human there. Sometimes your affinity with that place. Sometimes it's your departed one. They know you are here to cultivate. You have a lot of feel of merits. They want to ask for it, but they don't know how to do it because they are not in the human form. They cannot talk to you, understand? But when you are silent, you can feel them. You know what is feel them? Let's say you go, I give you this example, you should know it. You go to a place where they know it's haunted on. You just go in. Sometimes you may not know. You go. Then there's a very eerie type of energy. You will know. Last time I went to one house, I remember. Downstairs the toilet somebody used. Then I say, do you have another toilet? He say, yeah, upstairs got one. So I walk up. As I reach the staircase, oh, this energy very strong. Very eerie one. It doesn't want you to come on. I tell you, don't come on. Then I already met her. I said, whoever it is, may you be well and happy. I come with no evil intention. I just want to use the toilet. I say, and the owner of this house has given me permission. I say, I hope you don't mind. Then very funny, you know. After that, the energy, not like before already, like very aggressive, very violent. Then I say, thank you. Then I go out, I use that, I come down. Then certain places, you will know, you go in, like very eerie one. Then suddenly your hair like stand on end one, because you don't have understanding. Your body naturally react, there is fear, like cold fear. But those who cultivate and they know one, they can feel it on, and they know what this thing is. But like I tell you, I got no psychic, I cannot know who it is also. But I can feel. My nature can feel. I can know a lot of things, but I cannot read anything. I'm not psychic. But you can feel it. That's why when you're silent, you're very sensitive. And sometimes the message comes, you will know what inside. Yeah. So why Monica gone through is because she is very sincere. She is very committed. Then she help out. You see, the Dhamma is like that one. When you sincerely help out and do a lot of things, unknowingly the condition is that where your faith brings about the calm and peaceful silent mind, then suddenly the nature will know, go up. Then you will walk up. Then she will be attracted to a certain area, because that chanting at the pagoda there is Amitabha, this Buddha. Yeah. Then this place has a lot of affinity with Maitreya, Amitabha Buddha, Sakyamuni, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, all the Dhamma protector, and there are a lot of beautiful beings here. Of course, they are also non-human. So you should radiate love and metta. That's why I say have kindness, have goodness. Your life will transform. You will have right livelihood. And do you know, with right livelihood, you only need to be lucky once. That's not. Meet one cultivator, real one. You do some goodness, you enough for you already, Jabi Liao. You are destined for enlightenment. Because the pure wish one sent out from the what they call the cultivator who see wholesomeness and they invoke the power of this wholesomeness, where they rejoice in your wholesomeness, understand? Once they rejoice, they know the nature's law. They say, by the power of this wholesomeness, you are very sincere. You don't have any condition for doing that kind of act, understand? You know what is condition? My good friend I help. Somebody I know I help. But this one totally don't know one. But he's so sincere, he just have generosity, he just have kindness, he want to help. Oh, this one is without evil root, without selfishness. When you act out of love for someone, means it's a conditioned love, then that action is based on the relationship, understand? An attachment, a craving, a relationship. That's why it's still acting out of greed, understand? Some form of greed, but not the gross type of greed, not the selfishness at all. But this one is, because there is a relationship, I can help, understand? So it's attachment to that relationship that spur you to do that kind of act, understand? If the person not related to you, you cannot do, understand? So it's not a pure action, understand? It's not a sincere action, understand? So because of that, if you're really sincere, no matter who, sometimes you just see an old person, an old lady, or old man. A lot of bodhisattvas, they come as old people. But you don't be gullible. There are a lot of old people who trick you also, pretend to be. But those that you know, they are very different. If you are a cultivator, you can recognize them. This type of beggar different one, or this type of old people different one. Last time, my teacher Ajayantra, I remember, he was a yogi, you know, he wear white. Then he not renounced it, so he go and get a coconut shell, he make his own bow, you know. Then he didn't cut his hair until long ponytail like a lady, you know. Then after he cultivated, he become already quite sure. He want to come out and test, you know. You know what he did, you know? He joined the beggars. Then the beggars feel funny, you know. Everywhere they go, because they are so greedy, not much food given. No. But where he is so different, he go there, he just stand at the door. The metta, then still, people see him, just give him food. And every time they wait for him to come in here, and he got a lot of food, all the beggars, he give it to them. That's how he know he got metta. Then, like last time, I used to tell some of you, when I tested my metta, oh, very powerful, very potent. Somebody was walking in front. Then I just read it. You know, whatever. That person, it was a lady. He suddenly turned around and looked at me. Then I smiled. Then that smile was so genuine. He also smiled. She also smiled. Then she feel curious. Why she do that, she also don't know. So this one is in front of me, walking in front of me, I was behind. So this one is something, you know, it will bring about your metta. Then the other one was, as they walk to me, you know, they worry about something, thinking. They totally not focus on anything really, like something bothering them, you know. Then I try, I read it. Suddenly he stopped thinking. Then look at me. When I smile, she also smile. Then you know metta is very different. It can touch the heart. Even when they are healers, it can touch the heart. That's why the Buddha teaches us to do the four Brahma Vihara. Understand? And these are very important cultivation. Metta, Karuna, Mudita, and Upeka. The English translation is love and kindness, universal love. no conditional, unconditional love. Then compassion, equanimity, or sorry, the third one is rejoicing. Then equanimity. So this type of metta, it flow from your heart on, is very different. There's a type of energy coming out. You can do that as I do you. I rejoice. You really have metta from the heart. And this one, the animal will feel. Everything will feel. Then even the dog, they will feel you. And they will, they like very happy. They will run to you. Then with the fur all stand out, with the tail wagging. You know, there. Then there was one monk, Ajahn Ganha. I don't know whether you heard of him. Well, he a lot of metta. He always say, Jai di jai sabai sabai. He always smile like Maitreya, loving Buddha. And I used to meet up with him 20 years ago, because when they brought him down to Malaysia, he is famous for Dutanga, Dutanga. And he liked me a lot. He speak Thai. He cannot speak English. I speak English. I cannot speak Thai. And my Thai is limited. But he liked me. Every time he see me, he liked me. I don't know why. He has a lot of joy. Then he would tell the translator, yeah, that person. Then he will let me come and pay respect. Then he a lot of joy. He don't need to talk. Because there was one incident, remember, at Wisdom Center, Section 16 there. They know this is a very good monk, very famous monk. So a lot of people come, full of people. Then after they left already, I was, I think, quite lucky, because one of the people who organized, they want 3 person with vehicle to fetch them, to drive them. That time I got a van, Toyota Light East. So I was lucky, one of the driver name. So we waited for them. So we supposed to bring them somewhere already. Then you know whatever, the disciples say, wait, Ajahn Ganha shaving her hair, his hair. And you know what they do or not? After he shaved, they wait for the hair. They wanted the hair because they believe this can become relics. So we were driver there. And suddenly he calls in, you know, with a lot of joy and smile. And he tell the disciple, the hair just now, you don't take all, he said, bring some up. He give the 3 of us up. Then after that, he sit down and he smile. You know what he said? He tell the disciple to translate it. Ask them whether they got any question or meditation. I don't know how he know. Then I ask about mindfulness and all those things. How I meditate. But I forgot what I asked. But I know my question is very different. Yeah, that time I remember now. I was doing Anapanasati that time. So I asked him the question. I said, how come like that one? I said, I do Anapanasati. I said, do until I enter absorption. So calm, so still. I always do middle of the night one, like 2-3 a.m. 20 over years ago. Then when it becomes so calm, I went into absorption. Sometimes the car sound, you know, zong, zong, very loud one, you can hear one. Then you know, all of a sudden this absorption cut off my senses. No more hearing. So I thought, no more car. I released the absorption. Boom, the vibration come back. Oh, I said, like that. So I did it again. Then I shut myself. This is seclusion. Then when I asked him, he told the disciple, he said, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. He said, very good. The lay person also can do that. And that time I was so young, I was 34 years old, early 30. Then later I asked him about mindfulness. He was full of joy. He asked me one question through the interpreter. Does it come to you naturally or you learn one? I said, come to me naturally. He already know. He tell the disciple, this guy in the past cultivate one. That's why it's like that one, the Dhamma. Then after that, You know what happened? He become very close to me. So sometime got retreat or what, I join, I come. One of the places here. Then retreat, you know, the monks are all there. They got this dana. You early morning make offering, they also make offering. Then I like to serve him at the time. I like to offer to him and the disciple. Where I provide transport. He liked me a lot. He always put his hand here. And he smiled. You know, his hand is full of metta. When I pay my respect, when I bow, because I silent my mouth, I felt the metta energy coming in. So strong. I never seen a cultivator with such powerful metta. My whole heart and body like engulfed with metta. And there is so much joy inside. Then after I pay respect, I rejoice and I say, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I said, thank you, Ajahn Gana. He smiled, he kept on smiling. So these are the things that you will experience when you silence your mind. That's why I always say, you silence your mind, that's all. No need to do anything, understand? And there are a lot more things. When I went to China, also same. During the early years, that time, not a spiritual trip, you know. 1996, I remember, my company sent me on a company trip to China. And they asked me to choose. All these people like all the Shanghai and all those things. I don't like. I said, because we're supposed to take some client, we are consultants. So I went with my other colleagues and one or two couple, supposed to be our client. And these people are very friendly too. So they also Mandarin educated. So I got to in between, accommodative with what they want also. So one city they say they must visit one, Beijing. Oh, I get okay, Beijing included. Then the other one, Guangdong. Shanghai, I say, can we change? I say, too many of this city. Then where you want to go? I don't know why I go and choose Xi'an. Xi'an. Then the other one is Guilin. San Sui Jia Tian Xia, remember? So Beijing, Yao Zhou Hao Han, Chang Cheng, you got to walk the Great Wall. Then Xi'an, I didn't know that is the place where this Tang San Zhang, you remember? Bai Ma Si and the temple there. The relic of the Buddha is there, no? You all heard of the monkey god, Sun Wukong. Actually, that one is legendary, it's like what they call story. But the monk is real. No? There is such a monk who go there and get the Dharma back to China. He is Tang San Chang. And I didn't know. No? As I was traveling, when we reach, of course, Beijing, nothing. Beijing is only all those things. Guangdong also nothing. But when I reached Xi'an, I don't know what happened. No? Suddenly the bus was traveling. Then as I was in the bus, I feel very funny, there is a very strong energy from somewhere. You know. I asked myself, what is this place? How come this type of ancient city, very backward also, got this type of energy? You know, I said. Then I look around, then I can feel from that direction. You know. So as we reached near there, I asked the bus driver, the conductor, the Tao Yu, you call Tao Yu, is it? I think it's the Xiao, Tao Yu. So I always talk to him. I say, where is this place? I said, oh, we are going to this famous temple. He said, Maya temple. Oh, Maya Master, where the Buddha relic, the Tang San Chang. Oh, I said, thank you so much. No wonder I felt the energy. Then when the bus stopped, I know already from that pagoda inside that. The building is very big, the pagoda inside that. So immediately we go down, he buy ticket. I already waited at the gate. So when the ticket comes, I say, can you give me one? He said, I haven't given the briefing. No. I say, you give the briefing, I go here. Then I just ask him what time to come out. Oh, he got half an hour only. He said, okay, enough. So I went in. No. I follow the energy. No. As I go in, the chanting is going on. No. Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha. Non-stop inside there. No. The vibration is so good. No. Then the energy is actually Buddha's relic. You know. Wow, so strong. The funny thing is, as I move towards that pagoda, There was an old monk, I think the abbot, very old. He was using the mower. He's not hitting this one. He's the team, this fellow. Very big one, bigger than this fellow. He was very mindful. Follow that rhythm. And he was facing the wall. You know what happened? As I reached there, I read it, metta. He can feel. He mindfully do it, he turn. Then he see me, he smile. He was full of joy. Then I reached the entrance there. I pay respect. He was full of joy. He continued. Then I knew. I want to sit. But if I sit, I won't catch the bus. I sure miss the bus. But I tell myself, okay, 15 minutes. I think less than 15 minutes. Because if it's 15 minutes, I will continue to sit. Then because of that, I said, it was so still, the energy was so calm. After that, you don't even know, I pay respect. The old monk again turned and smiled to me, Like, I can feel him, he can feel me, and I rejoice. In my heart, I never say out anywhere, I rejoice, thank you so much, this place is very special. He keep on smiling. That's not very funny. Then, there are other places at Guilin. Guilin, a lot of cave, a lot of cave. When I go to certain of this cave, or certain of this museum, suddenly got one place with the image, the energy very strong, you draw to it. Then, like what she did, I will radiate metta, radiate love. Then the non-human there like, no. So you transfer merit, share merit, and all. And all this will happen by itself. And people don't know. That's why only you, with the silent mind, can feel all these things. And everywhere I go, I realize, I travel, the weather very kind. Like something is protecting you. So all this is happening. That's why I came to know all these things. Then I learned. Then later on, when I come out and share, when there is condition, I decide to take people on spiritual trip. But those are people whom I know. Then later on, people come to know, they always ask me, brother, do you go anywhere? Brother, do you go anywhere? Then people start to make some form of intention. Say, you organize, let me know. I want to go. So this is what will happen. What happened to Monica is one of the very common things when you are sincere, when you are silent, when you really walk the path. Understand? So it's nothing psychical or what. It's the affinity from the past. Your mind that is trained, that is sensitive, that can feel, that can understand. That's why you can be a blessing to all. Understand? Blessing to the world, society, humanity, and even the environment as a whole. Then like he said, he will radiate love and metta to all the creatures, all the beings there. And not only that, even the tree, they have life, understand? It's a living thing. It's not a living being. They are not like you, full of thought. They don't have much thought. Mono consciousness. Very simple. But they have life, understand? That's why they also grow old, they also die, understand? So all this you can radiate, even to this building. You don't think they are inanimating, no life. This is what love is all about. Everything is a part of you. There is love. When you have love, the vibration connects. Everything synchronizes. When you are selfish, everything conflict. That's why evil root of all evil. So, Dhamma is like that. Meditation is like that. Okay? Yes. Wait, I Li Hun first. Don't mind. Li Hun first. Li Hun asked first. Just now she put her hand. After that, come back to you.
Brother Teo, I've got two questions to ask. I have this vision two times. One at home, and just now I was lying down here, I had this vision also. You see, I had this shoulder pain for quite some time. I think 2 weeks before I came, when I was meditating, after being silent, I could able to see which vein is the one that is causing the pain.
Good, sadhu.
And but I cannot heal myself. I know which one because how it is like embedded. It's embedded. The leg one, I'm able to do it because it's outside. So actually, when I start to massage the one in the leg, I was actually still in the meditating mood.
State.
So that one, gao di ma, but the shoulder blade one, I'm not able to do it.
Okay,
the second question is, after lying down just now, I sit up. I could feel a lot of energy drawn inside. Very, very strong energy. So that's my report.
Any question? You didn't ask any question. You just tell me your experience.
Yeah.
Any question, particular one? You want to understand any, what aspect?
No, I want to know is...
What aspect?
Is it possible, like when you are in the silent mind, you are able to see all this, or is it because of my thinking mind?
Oh, no. You see, when you are silent, you are sensitive. You don't use the physical eye to see. Sensitive means you can feel. You can like visualize roughly what this thing is. Then sometimes you do the concentration or jhana type. It's like what they call, it's like X-ray. You can go in. But that one, not much point. Because we are not doing psychic. So you just silent. Then when you are relaxed, key thing is relax. All this pain or tension or what you will come to know, it will start to slowly release. But sometimes because you have injury or whatever, then this thing is not easy. But you must always remember, meditation energy, don't go and waste it on all these things and heal yourself through all this. Last time during the early day, I don't understand. So I got this back spinal cord there when I was young, primary school, I think 7 or 8 years old. I stepped on a banana skin, then I flew up and landed on my back. That time I was so young and yet it was so painful. But because I was young, you know, go back, ulut. After that, less pain, then play again. But my problem come when I grow up. When I reach the age of about 30 something, I got this like slip disc problem. Very sharp pain. Then sometimes certain position you cannot move. Then only I start to remember, recall. Well, when young, didn't take care, something must be very bad. So you know what happened? I meditate. Every time I meditate, my awareness can feel the chi that block, cannot move. So what I did was, because at that time I don't understand, I just put my mind there, my awareness there. Oh, then it starts to like doing something, like clearing things. Then later on when I connect to my nature, only I know this energy is not for this. This is for the nature. This pure energy from the mindfulness. So I was very lucky actually. I think one of the great beings helped me. Somehow, after that, I recovered. But I was very lucky. I went to Singapore. I also don't know that this will happen. There is a Singapore friend who is a very good Buddhist together with us. He said, you come, he said, you. So we visited that place with him. And he said, got one very special, he said, Tak Yi Gong Lang. You know what is that? Also psychic one, but pure psychic one. In China, he said, a lot like that one. So this guy is a doctor from Beijing University. Because China opened up at that time, 1992, I think. So they flew him over. The relative, he stayed there. So my this friend know him. He said he doesn't like crowd and many people. He doesn't want to be famous. He said, but he will accommodate a small group, is it? So he asked her, you want to meet him? Oh, he said, sure. So we went, about a group of eight of us. Very funny. This doctor is a Chinese, speak China dialect, one, only Mandarin, he doesn't know English. So the moment I see him, I rejoice, because I can feel his energy. His energy is very strong. And after that, he was very nice. He talked to us. Then we asked him some questions. Then he started to tell, do you know now in China, is it? The government is encouraging the development of all this. He said there are a lot of these special gifted beings, is it? The government is now, even during that time, they are doing experiment. They want to know how the psychic come about, how the mind work and all that. He said now the most famous one is in Beijing. That time, 1992. He said that 34 years old, this guy is. He can tell you, he can manifest like the Buddha said, one into many. So he tell them, okay, now I'm in Beijing in your lab, you put everything here, check. Then he said, okay, when he give the signal, he will press something to tell you that he has manifest all over. Then really, he appear all over. Then they also do the test on all those people. Oh, he's doing that. Then every of these that they take in, they got special ability. So this person, the doctor, he said when he's young, he got special power to unlock things and even like the steel bar, very difficult to bend on. He uses his mind, the steel bar can bend on, can straighten up and all those things. And he got this special ability. Then his chi is very strong. I think he's chi kung. But he's a very nice person. He has some dhamma. So when I talk to him, he liked me. He can feel me. Then he asked me, do you got any problem? I said, how come suddenly ask me? I said, I got no problem, but I got one backache. He said, come, sit down. So I sat down. You know what he did? He said, you turn my back against him. He was 2 feet away from my body. He started to move his hand. Oh, I felt the energy coming in. Hot on, but very soothing. Clear. Hey? Oh, this is good. I said, thank you so much. And after that, I come back. I got no more problem. I got no more problem. Then the funny thing is, Li Hun introduced one massager. This lady also gifted one. I heard about the massager, but I don't know she got what. I also don't know. My wife want to go in Ulud because got some problem. So my wife say, you want me to go, you also must come. I say, she lady, she Ulud man. Oh, yes, Ulud man. So I went with her. And she start to massage me. You know what he tell me? She at first very, very conservative. He said, you don't mind. I see something. Can I say it out? For me, it's very simple. You can see, means you got affinity. It's meant for you to see. I say, you can say it out. Oh, then he start to what? He start to tell me, do you know, your backbone? All the sacral bone all smashed up already. How come you no pain on it? He is a massager, he know, He said, my whole backbone here all smashed up already. I supposed to be very painful. How come you got no pain? I say. Then after a while, he continued to massage. I say, I know why. I remember the Singapore special skilled person who did it. I say, I met somebody who had this power to do it. Oh, he said, then after that, he continued to massage. Then all of a sudden, something happened. Revealed to her. Then she started to ask me again, no. Can I talk about this? I said, about what? I saw something at your backbone there, no. I said, what do you see? It's a very powerful and very big fool, no. Very bright one, he said. Do you know what is there or not? I said, I don't know, I cannot see yet. He said, this one sent from the cosmic, you know, he said, to protect you. You know. I said, God like that, I also don't know. Then later on, before I finished my Masa, he asked me one guy, do you know who sent up? I said, I don't know, but roughly, I think I know. I got a lot of affinity, Kuan Yin. Your Kuan Yin this life helped me a lot. That's why Kuan Yin. He said, you are right. Kuan Yin sent, he said, on behalf of the cosmic to protect me. God like that one, I also don't know. It can be a story. So don't take it because somebody tell me, I also don't know. But how come all people he tell me? My wife, he never say anything. I don't know her, she don't know me. And you know what she tell me? He said, I think the non-human tell him all to know. She also got some special ability. He said, you got a mission in this world, he said. And you know what you are supposed to do, he said. Yeah, I said, I know what I'm supposed to do. I've been doing it all this while. That's why I got like that one. So meditation is not to use the chi, your pure energy, to go and heal yourself. You need a doctor, get a doctor. Otherwise, hopefully your karma is very good. These people, special being will be sent to you. I don't know that fellow in China. How can I know him? Then somehow you got affinity when you connect. Then a lot of things just happen by itself. And this massage, we're not supposed to go on, because suddenly Li Hun fell. Then sprained her back or don't know what. Then she went back that massage. Then suddenly, don't know, due to what condition, they talk about it. Then Stephanie said, yeah, I want to try. Then Stephanie go and try, it's very good. Then my wife like, oh, yeah, very good, Miss Mastraya. My wife like massage. I don't like massage. I go to Thailand also, I don't like to massage. Then my wife say, you come along, I go. Okay, I go. That was the first time I went for the type of massage. Normally I don't go. But she is good, I tell you. Her massage, you can know or not. She got a lot of strength. But that strength is not bull strength. That strength is appropriate. Very, very ngam one. Very skillful one. No, exactly one, you know. Then after he massage, like my wife, he feel like very weak for a while one because it take a while to heal and recover. Actually, clear all those things for you. Then after he massage for me, he said, you will be a lot better, he said. He concentrate on my back only. Because I think this is for me to have a proper healthy body after I reach 60 or 70. Understand? Well, now I'm 60, coming to 60. So another 10 to 15 years, I think this one will give me a problem. If I don't get somebody to maybe maintain it or do it up. So this is what it is. What is your second question? You say you lie down?
Whenever I see this, what should I do?
There is nothing for you to do. You just understand what is going on. Meditation is to develop wisdom. No, you just investigate. Relax, silent. Don't oppose. Don't fight. Just silent and understand. How come this thing arise? How come unique to you? There is a cause and condition behind, like the Buddha said. A lot to do with karmic. A lot to do with your past cultivation. That's why your nature will let you know. When you start to meditate and connect, your past will come back. Then you start to have this experience. Then you will start to understand all this. But you have to ask because you don't have that experience and knowledge that can understand. So people who have gone through, who has this ability, they have deal with so many different people. Then every time, even new people, never experienced or never heard before, and if they tell me something, I can more or less know why it's like that. Understand? So you don't have to worry why. Don't ask me what to do. Because you will not investigate and you ask me what to do. You can ask that question, no problem, but don't ask me what to do. Can you please explain what you think is happening? Then what should I investigate on? That is better. So what you should investigate on is just relax, aware, and let it be. Don't fight. Don't resist. Understand? Flow and accord. Then everything will happen. Then if you are very clear about your purpose of meditation, you are very sincere, you will not touch psychic or those things. Understand? Whatever that is not appropriate, you will not hold, you will not clasp, you will not cling. Even your past practice, you know, you reverse it. Like last time, you're Tibetan, you remember? You go and do all those things until you upside down, haywire. Almost family also split. So all this you understand is not bringing you back to the life that you're supposed to have, not giving you the wisdom. So that one is another practice. Then later on you met me, you start to understand, then you start to change, then you start to see the benefit of it according to what the Buddha teach. Then you start to understand, then you bring your mother also, at the point of depression, come for one or two sessions on it. I think that week you bring her down, before the Sunday she go back, she okay already. That time she was terrible. That time. The mother 70, the oldest participant, no? 70 plus, your mom. But she is very sincere, her mom, a lot of faith now. And she now help out in Bukit Petajam, the temple there, and many places. She has a lot of joy because she helped the daughter go through. She had cancer long time ago. She survived 9 years already, Leon.
11 years.
11 years already. That's why this is a real true case. Not 5 years, 11 years. And because of that, the gratitude for the mother, the love, he tried to bring her back to the Dhamma and do whatever she can. This is what they call real affinity and real love, true gratitude. Because when you sacrifice, your daughter will know. Then your daughter will sacrifice and do a lot of things for you. That's why when you are kind, you sacrifice, people will feel you. Then the condition will come back. When you need help, people will come and help you. Understand? Your turn. Yes.
The first one, actually, I don't know whether it's related to what Monica had. Actually, earlier Monica asked me to go with her.
To the hill talk.
But I told her I will go later. So I decided I have to go downstairs.
Oh, good.
So mindfully, I walk. I walk that side.
Yes.
Where
I know.
I know.
Where yes.
All the
plants.
The departed.
Oh yeah, okay, the ancestor one.
Yeah, as I passed there, I heard some like tape on chanting. Very drawn to it.
Oh, sadhu. Which you got affinity. Oh,
yeah,
very good.
I don't want to go in then. I gave both people away. I just turned inside and see, but I couldn't see anything. So I decided to walk away. Then I came back here. So I remember I said I would join Monica. I couldn't get my
Yeah, I know. You will
I
be
sat
drawn
there.
Back. Sat there.
Yeah, I sat there meditating. So this is the second sharing. I don't know lah. People always tell me don't simply meditate.
This type of meditation won't. This type of meditation awareness, not concentration, won't zao fo yao mo.
So these 2 days actually, I was a little bit concerned.
The doubt, the doubt.
What happened was, I sat there to because my back a little
I know, you can sit there, no problem, no need to cross your leg.
The first meditation I did, I felt that after sitting for a while, my face went like more feeling, you know, I get very scared.
Oh, numb.
No, actually it's not numb.
You don't perceive anything.
Yeah, no feeling.
Okay.
After that, I think never
So after that, it went down. It went down, and then my hand suddenly also like no feeling.
Actually, you cannot perceive it. It's not no feeling. You cannot perceive it. Yes, I know.
Then my hand started to move.
That
got me a little bit trouble. So I said, never mind, continue. So again, the hand moved. Then something inside me, a little voice. I said, Brother Teo, something wrong, ah.
Okay.
Then I heard your voice say, never mind, okay. Okay.
I know.
So this morning, after when I came back from that side of town, I sat there. And again, because I want to investigate.
Very good.
So again, this thing happened. But this time today, beside the no sensation my head
and your hand.
My movement went. A little different design.
Ah, okay. They call mudra. Mudra. Yeah, it's a type of mudra.
Then later on, again, I tell myself, okay, calm down.
Okay.
You know, my thought came back. Tell brother, something is not right. And after that, further on, I sat down. But I know that I was very quiet.
Yes, yes. You are very quiet.
Yeah.
Quite still, quite calm.
Suddenly I felt like my whole body whole warm, very warm.
Yes, heat generated, yes.
And then again, this time the hand was a little bit movement. But somehow I still doubt. And then I chanted something, you know.
You never chant before.
No, I actually 10 years ago I remember.
Oh, you chant before. Okay.
The home age. So I chanted the Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato.
Oh, very good. Okay. Buddha, sir. Very good.
I chanted this. I said, "Hayo, hayo, I'm a Christian."
Okay, very good.
So I felt something not very correct about
me. Good.
Then I decided, you know, I come out of
Okay.
So my question is, I mean, this is troubling me, you know.
Okay. Sadhu, very good. I explained to you. It's very good. You are trying to find back your root. Last time you have cultivated the Buddhist cultivation before, but you don't know. So it's okay, you don't worry. Because what is happening is the doubt is preventing you from connecting back. Your nature, the moment you silent, you become calm. You actually want to connect already. Then it connect for a while. Then when you feel that you cannot like feel your face, feel your hand, it's not you cannot feel. It's there is no perception. Actually, when you are calm, peaceful, you can actually experience the formless mental state. They call it the formless. Like there is no form, isn't it? Some people meditate, they suddenly feel that their whole body disappears. But actually, physically, it's still there. But the mind perceives as not there. Then they panic. Then they come out. Don't panic. Don't doubt. Because the doubt is the mundane mind, the thinking mind trying to interfere. But it uses logic. Then like you say, I'm a Christian. Why am I chanting this? So that doubt prevents you from connecting. And the mudra is because you have done it before. You want to come out. Don't resist. Let it come out. Then when you let it come out, it will flow. So what is happening to you is you don't understand because you use the rational thinking. So you just relax. Let it unfold. Let it flower. Then let the whole thing come out. Don't resist. When you don't resist, a lot of things will just flow and unfold. Never mind, it's okay. Let her continue. It has to happen. it happened earlier. Afterwards, we can see whether he want to share or not. For your case, it is a good sign. So that's why your sister tried to help you, Monica. There is condition because in the past, very likely, you help people before, coming back to their roots to find the true teaching. That's why this life, even though you believe in Christianity or whatever, when the condition come, when you have suffering, you will be conditioned by something to come back to your root, understand? That's why your sister is the right condition. That's why he bring you to the retreat. Actually, she asked me at one of the Thursday class, can I bring my sister? I said, sure, your sister, why cannot bring? But she's a Christian. I said, so why? Christian also can. So that's why she decided that she will ask you to join. And I think now you will start slowly to understand it's meant to be. Then you have to make your own decision because it's your life. Understand? We don't want to influence you. The Dhamma is like that, like the Buddha said. You don't have to believe in Buddhism to learn his teaching. As a Christian, you can learn his teaching. Well, what he teaches is the truth. The truth, you just apply, use. Understand? Like that day I explained to you. If you are a true Christian, it's no different. Understand? True Christian means what? You believe in the embodiment of Jesus' love, compassion, and his advice. What is his advice? Keep the Ten Commandments. Understand? When you keep the Ten Commandments, you are like keeping the precept, avoiding evil. Understand? When you cultivate love and compassion, you got kindness, you got goodness, you got no more cruelty, no more anger, no more hatred, no more evil. So automatically, you have what they call virtue. Virtue is what will bring about the good karma. You avoid evil, do good. So these two parts is same as the advice of the Buddha. So that's why after that, whatever you pray to God will be fulfilled. It's not God fulfilled, it's the nature's law fulfilled. Yeah, you got good karma, understand? The good merits and the blessing that you cultivate through following the Ten Commandments and following the advice of the Buddha to develop the embodiment of love and compassion that Buddha preached and shared. Jesus preached and shared. Your nature will be good, understand? Your karmic nature will be good. And it's the nature's law. That's why no different. But people don't understand, they say, because I believe in Jesus, God help. If you don't go and keep the 10 perfection, you don't go and cultivate love and compassion like Jesus teach you, you just go and pray to God, you think he help you or not. You go and find out yourself. Continue to be heedless and pray to God, see whether he help you or not. He won't help you. But if you start to change, believe in God, believe in Jesus, have kindness, have goodness, then you wish people well-being, understand? So, fellow Christian, you can be very loving and very what with them. It's because you think you are related, understand? But then, funny, between Christians, sometimes they also argue, understand? There are so many sects. So, humanity is about the mind, not the religious label you hold, understand? This point you must remember. Your religious label will not make you spiritual, understand? You call yourself Buddhist, Christian, no meaning. Understand? If you call yourself a Buddhist and you don't follow the advice of the Buddha, what type of Buddhist are you? Understand? You don't avoid evil, don't do good, and you don't purify your mind and be hateful. To me, you are only by label a Buddhist. You try to defend the religion. You try to argue with people. Means you practice all the wrong speech. You never follow what the Buddha say, right speech. Right action, right thought. Understand? So as a Christian also say, if you are so eager to just what they call glorify your religion, but you don't go and cultivate and practice what Jesus teach you, understand? Then you are only a Christian by religion, by labor, understand? So the true religion, the true spiritual person is the heart that has the teaching of the teacher. Understand? So your religious labor is not important. More important is your sincerity to follow their advice, through investigating into it, through understanding what these things are. Understand? So it's a good sign. Sadhu to you, I rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Where is Vincent? Where is Vincent? I want him to report. He was having a good sleep just now. He was snoring or anything. I want to know whether he aware. I think he very tired. Yes. Danny, yes.
I have not much to share because I'm not as sensitive as Monica.
Oh, okay.
Normally not sensitive.
It's okay now.
So today I went up.
Okay. The hilltop.
And I decided actually want to contemplate on Anicca.
Good.
So, walking very mindfully, I went up, walk up the stairs, very mindfully, step by step, time, contemplating on Anicca. Nothing is permanent.
Yeah.
Nothing is
You make it as an inquiry, understand? No? You just inquire. This is what the Buddha teaches, so beautiful. I'm going to contemplate and reflect on this. Then you just throw it out. How can I understand anicca? Just like that.
So
then what happened?
Walking up, but then there are a lot of seeing and hearing.
Yes. Means you are aware of the consciousness arising. Okay. Not easy, I know. To be mindful, to be with it. Because you are not used to daily mindfulness yet. Your mindfulness is not stable yet. So it's okay, don't worry. As long as you walk naturally in a relaxed manner, try not to think. Even perception also. The moment you perceive, move on, understand? Don't go and like create a chain of thought, understand? Then you become heedless. Means you preoccupy with that. When you preoccupy with that chain of thought, how can you be mindful of your kaya, understand? That's why kaya nupasana is the mind and the body as one. But you have to live like that. You have to use your senses to look where the step is. Otherwise, you step and fell over. So you have to be aware, mindful. Mindful of whatever that is in front. Then be with it, understand? Just aware. No need to go and perceive and think. And get yourself get involved in a chain of thought, understand? That is what heedlessness is all about. Just aware and move. Understand? When you aware, like you very attentive, alert, understand? Like you driving, you very alert, understand? Then you aware. You don't go look at that driver. When you look at that driver and say, "Wow, why he like that?" I tell you, accident in front, they pop. Because you lost attention, your focus is driving. Suddenly you go and comment about the driver. You are a passenger, okay, understand? So it's the same, huh? You just silence your mind and just walk naturally.
Further to that, after reaching the top, I stood there and contemplate further. And I was watching the clouds.
Good.
Then you could see the clouds.
Yeah.
And then clouds popped.
Good.
And then I could actually hear.
The hearing consciousness. The chipping and all.
Generally, things were very silent.
Good.
Then there was joy or
Yes. Sadhu.
Very momentary.
I know. Initially, it's like that. Very good. Sadhu.
Good.
Thank you so much for the sharing. See, this is the first time he do it, and yet he experienced that type of spark in joy. Because when you don't have a mind that is giving you problem, worry, understand, anxiety and fear, you are not like caught in the thought. You just silence your mind, relax, and just aware. There is so much joy inside, understand? Even though he described the cloud formation or seeing the appearing, disappearing, these are all still words and concepts, but at least he start to see them. Understand? But later on, Danny, the real seeing is when you just silent. When your mind is silent, it will follow the cloud. Understand? Like your mind is outside with the cloud moving. Then whatever unfolds, your whole mind is with it. This is what I mean by at the moment of its arising, sustain and passing away or disappear, and you will start to see them all. Then suddenly inside, no wonder the Buddha says, anicchang, you awaken to it, because this mind that is silent, that follow all this, suddenly understand, understand. Through what? Through the awareness, understand? Not through a thinking, understand? So what he is trying to do is, that's why I try to correct him a bit. I say, inquire, throw up the question and forget about it. He is trying to hold on to the Dhamma of anicchang, impermanent. So he is trying to look for impermanent. That one is still the thought, understand? But at least now he relax and try to see. He still see with the eye, understand? He said try to be aware inside, cannot, understand? Off and on, off and on. But you don't have to, understand? You just relax and silent. Automatically, it will come back to your heart. But you need to train, understand? You need to develop this understanding that you have been heedless for so long. You need to decondition all the heedless thinking. That's why meditation help, the retreat help, the mind sweeping method help, the anapanasati help, then the daily mindfulness help, the bowing help, all this, the puja help, whatever they develop, the spiritual faculty leading to the mindfulness and the heedfulness will help. Understand? So this is how you train, how you develop it. So next time, don't allow the Dhamma to be a concept for you to go and look for it. You just throw out the inquiry. The Buddha's teaching on anicca, dukkha, and anatta is so beautiful. I want to understand this deeper. How can I understand it? That creative inquiry. You just throw it out. And then you go out there, you just silence your mind. You just look aware. Let your mind flow with every phenomenon, every perception that you come to be aware. Understand? Don't go and trap yourself somewhere. But sometimes when you see something, then that awareness suddenly allow you to understand something. After that, there is a lot of joy. It's like you understand, awaken. And then you can contemplate. And then when you start to contemplate, all the Dhamma come out. Understand? Then all the daily lifetime or knowledge will come and assist you and become Dhamma. Then you start to relate. Oh, no wonder the Buddha said impermanent. No wonder. All things I see, actually, last time, all this. Then the understanding, go back. Not go and look for it. You look for it, one is a concept. Oh, this is anicchang, the Buddha said. And God already. You look for it, you go interpret that as anicchang. But if you suddenly awaken, then the nature understand through your silent mind, then that one relate back is totally different. Understand? No word, no concept. Understand? No thought base. Understand? So it's the other way around. Understand? What you have learned, you'll never get lost. Understand? But when the Dhamma is not there, what you learn becomes knowledge, very dangerous. That one is subject to interpretation. You cannot apply on. That one make you rigid, argue with people. But the moment you awaken, all the Dhamma you have fall into place, like zigzag puzzle, all the pieces come back. Then you start to understand. Oh, no wonder last time I cannot understand all this. No wonder I cannot break free. No wonder I cannot become what the Buddha want me to be. Understand? All this, you will start to understand. That's why the real cultivation is the other way around. Not what you think. Okay? Sadhu. Monica.
While I walked up the stairs, usually, not only now, whenever I even do my exercise, where I go, you know, my brisk walking, I apply our this breathing in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, this morning when I walked up, I relaxed, and as I walk up, I know this is the flight of steps I'm going to go up. So, whatever left and right, just
yes.
So, I use my breath. In, out, as I move. And it's very light.
Very light.
I won't be breathless.
Correct.
I'm not sure whether that...
Correct. You know what happened? When you are mindful, you use less energy, because the energy is not lost in the thinking. That's why when you are mindful and aware, you like walk without effort, not much effort, understand? Then you can understand your body, understand, very well. Then like you say, you aware of in and out breath, anapanasati. You know why? Because this is the anchor. Instead of anchor at the heart starting, you anchor at the anapanasati. So when you are mindful of in and out breath, you are silent without thought. And from there, you aware, understand? That is the beginning. Then later on, this anapanasati become very stable. Then it become very subtle. Then like no more breathing. Then your mind is in sati. Then you will fall back to the heart. Yeah, your breathing will connect you back to the heart. At first, the long breath will connect you back to the heart. Then your heart start to open up. Open up. The opening of the heart, many ways. When you have a lot of faith, when you pay respect with your hand, like that, you call this one. What posture is this? Anjali, whatever it is. You clasp your hand. Do you know when you clasp your hand and you pay respect, there's an energy that come back to your heart. That's how I come to know during the early day. I do a lot of rejoicing. Every time I rejoice, my heart open up. And every time I pay respect with the faith, there's an energy that point towards my heart. Then after a while, I realize this heart open up. Your heart must open up. Otherwise, I tell you, you cannot meditate. When you open up, you know what happens? It suddenly becomes sensitive. Then I can detect energy. I can detect whether the monk got that type of energy or not. All I can detect. Then whether evil or what, the vibration different, all you can detect. Because this one once open up, the heart is different. The heart is not the brain, not the thought. That's why you have been using this too much. Yeah. There are purpose for you to use the brain and the thought, understand? Like, you must remember what your house address, how to go home. Otherwise, you get into big problem. Understand? So, memory is used for that. Mechanical thing, understand? To remember something. But psychological thing, why you going to use memory? Like, how you get yourself into trouble, fear, and all those things, the scars of memory. All this, you shouldn't remember. Understand? All this is going to make you miserable, understand? You experience that, finish. Then, random access memory. Need only withdraw. Understand? You don't go and hold on to it and worry about it. Understand? So, you know how to use your mind now. Your mind, your thought is a tool for you to use. Understand? Use it correctly, appropriately. Okay, now we come back to the sister. You want to share or you want to keep it to yourself? It's up to you, don't worry. If you feel good by sharing, you just share. Or you can ask me later on. Because yours is a very unique case. A lot of people will benefit.
I must share to everyone.
Very good.
Since the day I joined spiritual things through New Age, I started to cry.
Oh, okay.
I stopped almost 3 years.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have an answer. Oh, and also okay. When I cry, I wouldn't know why. And the effect. And some places that I go, my left hand, my left side of my leg will vibrate. And it's like the eerie sensation that some of our people here sense. I also don't understand, like, you know, I go, there's one time I enter a meditation room, a room that people used to meditate, and I have that kind of strong feeling like everybody walking time.
Yeah. Stand on.
So I ask myself, is this is positive? I wouldn't know. And like this place here, I also don't know why I cry. And I notice when I bow, not every time I bow I cry, but normally before my happy moment, if I were to bow, after I bow, then I started to cry. So I think there must be some connection with Buddha.
Yeah. Good.
I only want to apologize.
Don't worry.
In your
No, no, no. No, no, no. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Don't worry about it. They are trained not to be affected. Even the snoring so loud also no effect. That is what meditation is all about. It makes you more wise. And more wise means what? You can accept them for what they are. Because she has her past, her ways like that. And this will manifest. Then I told her the first time she asked me, don't resist. She said, very scared of that type of mudra, that type of crying. Is it affect everybody? And now you see, if you all cannot understand, I tell you, if she go for other type of meditation, whether the so-called Burmese one or what, noble silent one, she will cannot chase out. Understand? But here you don't worry. Then Vincent, I want to tell him, you can do it in my retreat, but you don't do it in Achana Chalo retreat. He's going to send you back. Understand? Where people cannot understand. They say, this is hella annoying. Because they are here for a retreat. To them, the concept is different. No? Even Subang Jaya, that place, at first he said, he doesn't want to hold it there because he has his reason. He said, the traffic a lot. At the traffic also, he cannot tolerate. You think he can tolerate it? Understand? But he has his reason. You don't think, because he will go through this phase, understand? Then later on, when he reach mastery, then anything also can. Otherwise, you cannot understand all this. But there is a reason. When he cultivates, now he needs the quietness. He needs the tranquil setting to bring about the meditation for you all, to help you all and for his own. He's going through this phase. That's why different time you do different thing. There are times where they allow and there are times they don't allow. So as he go through this, he will not allow one. That's why I want to warn you all. You don't want to lie down. Understand? Different place, different. You continue, sorry.
Yeah.
I know.
And maybe these few years I have some experience that I'm and I still cling to it.
Yeah.
I know the piglet that I'm eating.
Yeah.
Talk to me. Saying that something like, in the egg course dinner. So I don't know what to do. I behave like as if nothing happened, then I go to my car and I cry in my car.
Okay.
Okay,
very good. Very good. Can I explain that part first? That is very good. Because you know why? Very likely I use the word, but I got no psychic. From what she experienced and what she tell me, I saw her mudra. Her mudra is not the type of mudra that Bodhisattva do. But that mudra is a mixture of a lot of other tradition and all things. But she has a very good heart. Understand? She has this great compassion and great love. That's why she keep on crying. But she cannot understand why she cried. Because she cannot connect back to that cultivation that she has at that time when he has this great compassion. That's why the piglet, you don't think they die, serve on your table. The consciousness is somewhere. Understand? Then his nature will know. Like he can feel the piglet. They will tell him, what say that whole charm. When I so young, they kill me just like that. Understand? So all this is asking her to help. Understand? Compassion and all those things. So she will connect later on. But not easy. Because past life she got a lot of mixture of cultivation. All the funny ones. Even this life she says she go and join the fire ceremony. So that one is okay. You walk over the burning thing on the side.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
You have ceremony
with
a small fire.
Small fire, not the one very hot one now. When walk across. They really walk across and they don't feel much pain now. You walk before, she walked before. A lot of people walk before. No, what is stopping you from connecting is you don't understand all this, you have doubt. Because you say, why I always cry, always sad? It's not sad. is your compassion for living being, understand? You cry because when you meet the Buddha, you regret last time you didn't cultivate, understand? And these are the karmic obstructions that keep on obstructing you until you determine to start again. That's why you must have faith. Every time we chant, he not only cry, he got this negative feeling inside there, like ngam. Understand? The vibration like different.
In this life, the first time I know Buddhism, my family is Taoism.
Yes. Is it Mahindra temple?
No.
USM. USM, yeah, yeah.
So I look at their room, I was like, Then in 2002 and 2003, I visited. Then 5-6 years back, my sister told me she went for a Buddhism retreat.
Yeah, 31 plane are existent. Yeah.
In 2003, I went to Brickhill a few times and I left away. And I consider myself to come back only 3-4 months
ago. You came back from UK, right?
No, I think 3-4 months ago, I bound into a Rinpoche. US. I think it's a very special one.
Are you, according to Suyan, are you the one that joined us last?
No, first time I heard about Brown Steel was the...
You are the one.
When Hui Ling was telling us...
She's the last one. You are the last one to join. Are you the one from UK one? Song?
Actually, I was traveling with a friend recently in London.
Miss Song.
And I heard her, until latest part, I heard from Song.
Sadhu. You were like join in, anybody. So, that's, it so happened my wife cannot come. You know why? Meant to be. Because my wife supposed to come on, everything arranged here. My son supposed to pick up my daughter. She is coming tonight, midnight, from Singapore with the husband. So my son supposed to be here one. Last minute, the company sent him to Indonesia. So nobody to fetch my daughter. Midnight come tonight. We tomorrow midnight only reach. So my wife said, okay, I stay back. So she will be fetching her. Then we have this vacancy. That's why. So it's meant to be. You know why it can happen or not? Because in the past, you have some good deeds. You also help people before to come back to the Dhamma or the truth. So because of that, when you go through this problem, you have a lot of this issue and you don't understand what is going on, then these good deeds will try to create condition for you to connect back. Because you help people before. So now these are the links that will help you back before. Just like how Hui Ling and Anne, they are to Mimi. He came to me, then they introduced Song. Now Song introduced you, because you are connected. And the Dhamma is very funny. They will know how to get the right people to come and connect to you, understand? But for my case, it's very different. People I don't know, all over the world, they come to me. My teacher, my guide, all I don't know them. They come all over the world. New Zealand, Australia, Thailand. China, many places, Malaysia also. So, how you explain all this? And I can tell you, all these are very highly evolved cultivators. And the people you meet, you never believe you can have this type of, they used to say, luck. You are so lucky you can meet up with all these people. To find one also so difficult. No? Last time I remember, during the early days, they used to tell me, this certain book, I think Burmese book, I don't know what, they have in the write-up, they say, nowadays society, you cannot find even one area very difficult. Even Sotapanna also very rare. Oh, they write like that. Then later on when I cultivate, then I meet all these fantastic beings. Then I say, wow, if people come to know, they say, I cheese, you know. It's like fairy tale. And these people that come, I tell you, you never believe and never know what their nature is. And they are so different and so good, I tell you. That's why I believe this one very strongly and I like it. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. That one is true. We are 1986 to 89, very funny. Master Son Hua come every... I don't know Master Son Hua. He speak in China type of Mandarin, one, English educated. How can I meet him? Funny, I keep on meeting him. And I can understand him. My wife, Chinese school, also cannot understand his Dhamma. But I listen, I know what he say. Oh. So how you explain all these things? The Dhamma is very beautiful, I tell you. And there are a lot of these type of beings around, I understand. I tell you, this type of case, especially her case, if she go to a retreat with a normal monk, you ask them how to solve. They cannot solve, I tell you. Then they will maybe tell her, cry outside, go to your room, don't cry. Cannot. Yeah, these are the emotions that is conflicting inside. Because she don't understand. She got a lot of this fear. She thinks something bad. But no, she has a past. Of course, in the past, some type of cultivation very mixed. Then during certain life, he have this compassion to help. Then when he understand this, she regret because last time when she got conditioned to meet up with the Buddha, the real triple jab, she never go and do it. Understand? That's why now every time he pay respect, he cried or anything. Understand? Because that chance is already gone. And this life he hasn't understood that. She hasn't understood that. That's why she still got the doubt, the conflict, and she still think this is bad. How come like that one? How come like? The mudra, like she used to say, animal movement and all those things. So she also cannot understand. But why only you, not others? Understand? That's why unique to her. Because like the Buddha said, we are all born of our karma, here to our karma, condition and support the world. We are what we are because of karma. So now you start to see everyone different. So this type of wisdom, how can I tell you, explain to you and you can learn. Cannot learn one another. You must awaken yourself and have that type of nature, that type of wisdom. That's why the Buddha is fantastic. Understand? He's a teacher of man and God. He can teach everybody, irrespective of who you are, from what background. But my past, I also cultivate that skill. That's why I also have something like that. But not as good as the Buddha. The Buddha is fantastic, I tell you. Nowhere compared to him. Understand? But this is what is possible. Understand? Even at my level, I used to say, I can understand like that. That's why I will know. The Buddha won't explain like that. That's all. Like the four-right effort. He will not say maintain one. Even I know I will not maintain. I will refine upon it so that you can perfect it. But he did the 10 perfection. Understand? So you tell me, hey, textbook right one or no? I said, that monk right one or no? Who are you to say wrong? I never say wrong. I say, if it's the Buddha, I don't think he would teach like that. I said, means this one, somebody else right one. I said, because at my level, I can know already, it's not maintained. And the right effort to maintain the goodness that you have. Maintain, like I tell you, third generation, gone. Never you maintain the wealth. And I said, you don't know how to make new wealth. You try to prevent it from going bankrupt. Maintenance is very dangerous. Means you don't refine upon, improve and perfect it. But once you perfect it, it becomes your nature. No need to maintain, no need to cultivate. And I said, it's part of you. Like yesterday, I discussed with somebody, I talked about badminton. She know that lady, I don't know who already. When you train until so skillful, badminton, I hang on my racket 15 years, 20 years later, anytime I take the racket, my stroke is still there. Understand? Stamina no more, but stroke is still there. I don't have to learn again. Understand? I have played until it's so skilled, even my backhand, That's why I know it's all mindfulness on, no thinking on, spontaneous on. Understand? There and then. Then only there is the speed. Understand? Then the decisiveness. Then the shuttlecock like very graceful. Follow you. Understand? If you are not skillful, you know how the shuttlecock go. Never listen to you. You throw out, you hit, sometimes racket also miss. Then hit the frame. Go to the net. You want it high, go down. Because you are not trained, not skillful. So skill develop mindfulness. But if you don't use that mindfulness to cultivate wisdom, it's not heedfulness. That's why a lot of people very mindful, very skillful, but not wise. Understand? Not? Okay, good. Anybody else? We still got... Ah, yeah. You take the mic, huh? Thank you for sharing.
I have something similar as here to share. I accepted Christ actually sometime about 8 or 9 years ago. And I hardly go to church actually. I actually read the Bible and do my studying at home.
Okay.
Because I have objection from my husband.
Oh, okay.
But there's another reason why I don't really like to go to church.
Oh, okay.
Because the minute I walk into the church, I will start to cry.
Oh, okay.
And I've been crying until now.
Oh, okay.
I hardly go. And when the congregation worship,
yes,
I will start to tear. I keep on crying, crying, but I feel so embarrassed. So that actually hinders me from
Okay.
But
just service.
Can tell me why.
Can I explain to you. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I cannot explain myself.
Yes. Good. That's why you see now, different people, different, isn't it? Not until they say it out. You will never know that you think all are Buddhists joining this retreat. Understand? Even as Buddhists, everyone is different. Understand? That's why Monica's sister, she luckily, in a way, the ability to come here. Like I told Monica, anybody can learn the Buddha's teaching. The Buddha's special skill is you don't need to believe him and take refuge before you learn his teaching. That's why he say to all the whoever who come and listen, I don't want you to be a Buddhist, is it? There was a very rich man, you know, during his time, very influential, very rich, very wealthy. He wanted to become his disciple. And I tell you, all religious leaders, most of them, if they see one very wealthy and very supportive and a lot of money and karma, want to become, they will be very happy and announce to all. Because these are the, what they call, contribution they can give to your whatever, religion or whatever. But the Buddha tell this person, he say, no, please, don't believe what I say, he said. Don't become a Buddhist. Don't take refuge. Go and find out. Go and investigate. Not until you understand what I teach. You join me, no meaning on it. Understand? Means you take the labor through belief. Understand? So belief is not the real faith. The real faith is through an understanding of who the Buddha is, how special he is. Understand? He is the fully enlightened one now. Means what? Not only enlightened, no. Perfect in enlightenment now. And he is the most virtuous of all beings that is born during his time. No? So it's like in the whole universe, he is the wisest and the most virtuous teacher and being. No? To have him as your teacher, I tell you, you better go and count your blessing. Even you can get the wisest person on earth to teach you, you're already very lucky. This one is in the universe. No? And because of his wisdom and perfection, he was able to summarize all his teaching and understanding into just 4 beautiful noble truths. No? So through understanding how special and how unique he is, you will definitely have the faith in him. And this is not blind faith, no. This is faith that come about through understanding him. No? That's why that faith becomes unshakable. Understand? Then when you really go and investigate, and the investigation stand up, means the teaching stand up to investigate, you have a lot of joy and respect for the Buddha. Understand? He is so wise. Everything he says is perfectly correct. That's why I say it's a blueprint, no? It's not a prototype, no? He has given you the final blueprint, no? Means blueprint, you know what is it, no? Before they go and implement. No? Initially, they go and brainstorm, come out with the what they call proposal. Then after that, when they want to implement, they say, okay, this is the blueprint. In Cantonese, they say, Lam To, understand? The blueprint. So this is what faith is all about, understand? So for her case, Monica's sister, she has to find out why she cried at the church. But whatever it is, it has to do with your past, understand? So you need to silence your mind more and more, then you will know. Because you have affinity for both sides, understand? The Buddhist one also you have, that's why the mudra come out. The Christian one also you have, but not deep. The Christian one, I think, there is something blocking you inside there, understand? That's why you go there, it prevents you from like participating in their church activity or gathering or whatever, because you just cry. Sometimes it's an obstruction. I don't know, you have to find out, understand? Obstruction means what? In the past life, you have also caused some form of obstruction so that people cannot go and listen or participate in this assembly of God or whatever, understand? Then because of that karmic thing, when it comes to you, although you accept the faith, accept Jesus as your savior, accept Christianity, but you go temple, you got this thing to block you, understand? Yeah, this is what you did before, but I'm not sure. I believe it's something like that, understand? So it's up to you. If you want to break free from this, you can try this one. You ask for forgiveness from all, whomsoever from the distant past until now, that I have whether knowingly or unknowingly caused any karmic obstruction, karmic negativity, suffering or misery, I sincerely ask for forgiveness. May this request for forgiveness bring about causes and conditions for me through my sincerity to break this karmic obstruction so that I can move on with whatever I want to understand. You make this sincerely every night for a while. It will bring about a good response. Yeah, Monica.
Sorry, sister. I mean, brothers and sisters, if I take more no, time. This has got something to do with actually Brother Teo's classes. I would like to say salut to Joyce, Sister Joyce. She actually has introduced me to Brother Teo's class last year. So I have been into the Dharma since 2006. It's a long time.
Oh, okay.
And I went there, the first was a retreat of, I would rather say, is the Namaship at Mahavihara.
Oh, yes, yes.
For 2 days.
Yeah.
They taught the basic.
Yeah, teaching. Basic Theravada Dharma.
And from there on, I moved. So I attended Dharma classes, and I also attended meditation classes. But I just don't understand what was going on, simply because I think in a lot of teachers, every time you go to one, they say something, they go to the next.
Yeah.
So because I was new, so it's very confusing.
Yes, yeah.
And I think then I also attended a meditation class without much understanding of the Dharma first. So it's all jumbled up.
When
I attended the meditation class, like you say, they no. But I wasn't getting anywhere. I felt so stressful. But however, I also read. I just read and slowly I try to go very
right
from the thing, like the breathing and all that. But I still didn't get there until the day I attended your meditation class at Brother Sri An.
Thursday class.
I would rather say very big hello to Brother Sri An. Actually giving us the same,
you should thank Mi Feng and Eng Bi. No, Mi Feng and Eng Bi. Eng Bi is the one who requested me. When I went to SGPA give a talk, after she heard the talk, she come out and talk to me. She said, "Brother Teo, I like your talk." I said, "Why?" He said, "You 2 hour, you can summarize all of the essential Buddha's teaching inside there." I said, "You never heard people talk like that one." Then after that, we continue to be there and talk about general things. Then suddenly she said, "Do you teach meditation?" I said, "You got people interested, sincere, yes. Can you teach us?" "Teach us," is it? I said, "Can, no more." Then she scared, no? Because the temple there, maybe lay people cannot teach. Then she looked at Mi Feng. "Mi Feng, use your house." Mi Feng was so scared. Because she know Eng Bi also do that type of tradition or nothing. So she very scared if I teach, I will say things that are totally different. No? But I told her, "Don't worry. If there is condition, it's meant to be, it will be." Then what happened was, I think at first Mi Feng was trying to like you say, put lang sui. I said, "Only 2 of us know, is it?" I said, "Never mind, you sincere, 1 also I teach." Then after that, the class want to start already, everything agree. Then he said, "What happened if nobody come?" He said, "I pull Sui An in." That time Sui An never meditated. So he pulled Sui An in. After the first lesson, Sui An get interested, send SMS. Then a lot of people started to turn out. Then most people come, they continue to come. Or off and on they will come. Then the group suddenly grow, become bigger and bigger and bigger, and now it's so big. Then we have our Fraser's Hill retreat. You ask them, that was a beautiful one. Then after that, this condition also come about because of Sui An and Mi Feng. We were having this Japanese lunch in Subang there, Rakuzen. Then suddenly, they want to look for a place for Achana Chalo. That's why it's meant to be. That's why when Achana Chalo says, SGBA not so suitable, actually that is the condition. Otherwise, we agree there, no story already. But because we can't get him to agree to SGBA, so we got to look for a place. So they try to look everywhere. Bob also like doesn't want to let us understand. Then they got no other place. Then suddenly Sri An said, "Henry say Mahayana temple, Cameron Brinchang very good. No, he know the Sufu there." The moment he mentioned that, I remember my retreat. I said, "This is a very good place." I said, "Go and contact and find out. You can, we hold our retreat before Achana Chalo." So that was how all this happened. So that's why I say we should rejoice with the condition that manifests. For me, I don't do anything. No condition, nothing happened. I may know that person very long, or that person my good friend, my family member, or what. If no condition, nothing happened. Because the Dhamma cannot flow. But if somebody I don't know from anywhere come, there is condition, the Dhamma just flow. The way I do things is different. I don't decide. I let nature decide. Understand? I flow and I echo. No condition, no more. Understand? Got condition, everything comes to be. This is what I am. That's why I don't get into trouble. Understand? I just flow, echo. People say wrong, wrong. Okay, thank you. Understand? There is no right, no wrong. Understand? But if you can feel and benefit from what I share, that is already very, very good for me. I have a lot of joy when I see people able to relieve their suffering through this Buddha Dharma that the Buddha teach. Understand? My intention is very simple. To be a blessing to all so that you all can free your mind. Then you all can help other people. Understand? That's why one lead to another, another lead to another. And all those who come, you don't have to be spiritual to solve your problem. Understand? I told you that day, there's one lady, Alicia. I think Alicia is your wife. She actually got depression before she came. No, I didn't know. Vincent's good friend and the wife brought them. Then after the first day, Tuesday class, Well, as I lecture, or not lecture, as I share Dhamma discussion, I teach the Heart Sutta, oh no, the Surangama Sutta, I have this awareness. Then I saw her, keep on knocking her head, like agreeing with a lot of things. I said, well, this is the suffering she went through. Then she understand why she get into this trouble. Last time cannot see the wrong thought, all the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the depression, the sad, all cannot see. Then after that, a lot of that, then she starts to become better. She got insomnia, cannot sleep. It's like suddenly can sleep already. Then I keep on coming. Then after that, a lot of joy. Then he join our class. Then he see people bring food. She also bring food with her husband. Very wholesome. Then she told me again just now that I think yesterday that she said, luckily I attended your class. Through the knowledge, the rational understanding, she was able to actually fix her problem with Donna. Then I said, this retreat will help you deeper. When you have the silent mind, when you cultivate the mindfulness, you will develop the wisdom. Then not only fix, it won't come back. Understand? Because off and on, if you don't come and listen, if the Dhamma is no more there, your old habitual tendency will come back, then you will go into depression again. You will do back the old thing. But this one, after the retreat, when you understand the difference between heedless living and heedful living, you can never fall back. Every time you fall back, you recall this retreat. I don't want to live that type of life anymore. Then like she said, it's so simple. Nobody can explain and tell it to her. That's not. So this is what the power of Dhamma is. And a lot of them who come, you can check with them. A lot of them got big problem, I tell you. And serious problem. A lot of suicidal ones. A lot. And they all one by one recover.
Okay, Brother
Dio. Yes. Yes.
Brother Dio, can I?
Can. Yeah, sorry.
My sister May is here. I took her when I first started my Buddhist class and all that. Mm. I actually brought her along. Simply, you see, I couldn't understand what was going on, or maybe something tells me I want to bring my sister there.
Oh, okay.
But for me, if I don't even understand and know what is going on, I thought, how can I bring my sister along?
Correct.
allow me May to share. Because she has gone through depression and all that.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm trying to help her.
Something
tells me that to bring her, but how can I help her when I myself, I don't understand what is going on?
Correct. That is a very important understanding.
When I attended your class, Brother Dio, Sadhu Brother Dio, I felt that something tells me my sister should be here. But I didn't mention to her at all.
Since
last year I've been attending, and this time, I just told her I'm going to Cameron Highlands. I want to come. You know what, I'm here. Then she said, then she said, no, I still want to come.
That's good.
So I hope. I don't know what made me brought her here. I hope that it will also in a way help her with her problem.
Yeah, it will help her a lot, because she will connect back. She got two choices. She has done the Buddhist way before. She actually stronger in the Buddhist way. The mudra, if come back to her, she will connect back. You know why or not? She said when she tried to meditate, her mind become peaceful and quiet very fast. Actually, she went into the what they call arupa mind, the formless mind. That's why he cannot feel his face, he cannot feel his hand. Then the mudra start to move. But once it connect, your past come back to you. Then it will start to manifest and show it to you. But if nobody who can understand and tell it to you, you become fearful. That's why at first he said he reluctant. He said, I'm Christian, no, why am I doing all this thing? Then suddenly I start to chant. A lot of people were very confused. That's why luckily she asked. Then after I explained, they feel so relieved. It's like you open up your heart, understand? You share this out. You no longer keep inside and bottle up, understand? And you can see already their face, both of them, joy, relief. Understand? It's very different. And this is what the heart that opens up is so free, so different. No more fear, worry, anxiety. No more like holding on to things. Yes. Yeah, now my use the mic.
When there's a point where she came, she said, I want to go to church and join this group of friends of mine. I cannot advise her, actually.
Yeah, her life. Let her decide. Very good.
So,
very good. Yes. That's why you must have this freedom, self-respect, and respect for others. Their life, let them decide. Don't go and force people into things. You can have goodness, but you just advise. Based on my experience, based on my understanding, I believe you have a problem, and I can help you solve that problem. I know of somebody who can talk to you and let you understand. You don't have to change your faith. You don't have to change your belief. You don't have to become a different person to listen to him. And then, very simple, he got no religious dogma, although he teach to the Buddhist way. But it is the truth, understand? Nature's truth. All this, the teaching that you heard, is nature's law. No belief, understand? No need to assume anything. Everything is very, very easily understood, where is the truth about life, understand? The Four Noble Truths is about life. He doesn't ask you to believe in a special being, creator, worship him as God. Understand? No, the Buddha never says, I'm just like a human being like you. Then I cultivated, I perfected. Then when the time comes, I connect, I become the Sammasambuddha because I inherited all this. One life, you cannot perfect everything, understand? That's why there's a nature's law that allows you to have the karmic nature and the spiritual nature so that when you come, you can inherit. And that's why life becomes wonderful. Otherwise, how? One life. Before you can learn too many things near the coffin already. 6 feet down. Then next life come again, learn. Cannot. Too slow. That's why there is a nature's law that allows you to do all this. And the Buddha has this understanding. That's why he know how to come. Understand? That's why you must know how to come. By understanding the nature's law that governs life and existence. And then you know how to make vow, aditan, aspiration. Evoke the power of wholesomeness. Evoke the power of truth. These are all nature's law. He who follow nature's law is very powerful. Understand? I always say, may it, by the power of this wholesomeness or goodness, may arise the causes and conditions. You know why I say that? Because this is the best way to arise. Understand? The causes and conditions means when there is condition, let it arise. Understand? So that it flow. Understand? Then whatever condition available, it will just connect. That's why from very funny people you don't know, also it connect and come back. Place you're not supposed to go, also you will go. Understand? Then you will meet those people that you're not supposed to meet. It's not a matter of coincidence. It's your karmic nature, your spiritual nature that take you. Then sometimes affinity. That's why you all got affinity, you all can be here. Otherwise you cannot. I tell you, whether you believe or not important. It's very difficult to meet me and hear the Dhamma from me, I tell you. If you have that condition, means you have affinity before. So make use of it. It's not easy, I tell you. There are many who come. He just, because they got a lot of past practices and view. They look at you, lay person, no uniform. Then they don't have the faith. Then they just, okay lah, my teacher better go. Then they disappear. But those who have the past are very funny, you know. They come, they listen, they know. This guy different one. Actually, many people tell me, you are very different. Even normal people discuss normal thing, woolly thing with me. The way I explain things, they will tell me, you are very different. You understand things so deeply. Even about financial or whatever, or about life, if you talk to me, you will be very surprised. I can explain a lot of things to you. So when you have understanding, you have the answer to a lot of things, but you will only say the appropriate thing that can benefit the person. You will not try to be right. You will not argue with people. Then when there is no condition, you just say, thank you, sadhu to you, I rejoice. Then finish. And when I give talk also nowadays, people listen. Like a lot of them now start to understand what I say. In the past cannot. In the past, like I'm ahead of time. Oh. Then the consciousness now has shifted. Everywhere I go and give talk and share, I realize they can understand very fast. Even you ask Brother Danny, I go to Klang. But the people also like can understand. Not to say fully understand what I say, but can appreciate what I say and know that I'm different. So I heard a few of them tell me, oh, but you talk very different. Say, within that 1 hour, he can like link every Dhamma, a lot of Dhamma together and make it very clear to you. So this comes from the understanding. Otherwise you cannot understand. Otherwise you like normal people, talk Dhamma, speak Dhamma, but cannot link. It cannot link means what? Theoretical. Theoretical may not be so useful or beneficial. So this is why you can have the opportunity and chance to hear all this. You decide yourself, your own life. You determine, make the aspiration to cultivate. Very easy. Avoid all evil, do good. Purify the mind. Train your mind to be heedful. Then everything will be there. Because the Buddha said, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. The moment you're heedful, you already home. Noble Eightfold Path, very important. Cultivate right livelihood. That will bring you very far. Of course, you need right view. Then to arise the right thought, right speech, right action. Then mindfulness, most important. The four right effort also important. Initial stage. Then these 5 ways of overcoming unwholesome thought. Wrong speech, wrong thought, and wrong action, and wrong livelihood is very important. If you can master this, a lot of your life problem can be resolved. Then the Four Noble Truths. Okay, 12:30, we do the closing puja. And after that, you can have your lunch. Okay.
Arahang sama sambuddho buddhang bhagavantang avivademi swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sanghang namami